Joining us now on the Tornado, coming up tonight, by the way, we have Oaks and Mid-Cota girls basketball on tap for you up in Kensel. It is Kensel, right?
Yeah,
Kensel. Just had to double check. We are now joined by Oaks basketball player Claire Wagner. Claire, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So first off, we were just talking, you're part of the, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? The committee you're on.
Oh, the yearbook?
Yearbook. There we go. So with that, you know, with you kind of getting that situated and organized and whatnot, is it kind of starting to set in that you're a senior and you're going to be graduating in, what, 4 or 5 months, something like that?
Yeah, I'm getting excited.
Is it a little surreal? Like, what does it feel like?
I personally am pretty ready. So, I'm excited.
How about basketball, though, too? I mean, I got to – so as ready as you can be, I think, on one hand – probably gonna miss playing hoops, right?
Yeah, the sports are definitely the hardest.
Yeah, but so what's the plan after high school for you?
I'm planning on going to UND.
Oh, nice! So. Congratulations. What are you gonna be studying up there?
Undecided right now. Kind of leaning towards biology, sciences, that kind of thing. So.
Cool, awesome. Well, good for you. Yeah, you don't need to be decided yet. I think a lot of your freshman classes, it's just kind of
that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Good for you. All right, let's shift to basketball now. You guys hit, you know, there was a stretch there where it just seemed like the injury bug kind of hit you guys, and then players missing too over Christmas break. The loss against Northern Cass, and overall though, how do you see the season going so far?
We're doing pretty good so far, and we've talked the other day at practice. We were pretty excited because it was the first time all season we had a full roster. We had everybody.
First time, really?
Yep, because, I mean, Shayla was gone the whole time, and then Jade and Lakin were gone, and then they got hurt, and then we kind of got some sickness going on right now, but hopefully we'll be able to stay pretty healthy.
Yeah, for sure. Do you guys, you know, do you see anything on your team that needs to be changed or that you would like to be fixed going down to try and improve as we go through the second half of the season?
We've kind of been focusing more on just settling down offensively. Our defense has been pretty strong and consistent, but we just have had a lot of turnovers in the last few games, and so I think that's what our main focus is right now, is just taking care of the ball.
See, and you guys like to, you know, run as much as possible, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure.
So how important is it for, you know, defensively to get those steals and get fast break points for you guys?
Yeah, it just is what creates a really good opportunity to get going right away, because we all know that, like, if somebody gets a steal, like, you're going to see Nicole and Jada just flying down the court, being ready, and that's just how we've always played. So if we can get a steal, that makes it just a whole lot easier, because not a lot of teams are prepared to get back and run.
Absolutely. So. How about the younger girls on the team, like Lake and Roni, who stepped up into a bigger role this year? And even Mugley, she's, I think, even from the start of the year, she has vastly improved on JV and varsity. What do you see out of the younger girls, too?
Lakin specifically is just gaining a lot of confidence, which is really good to see, because I know, like, last year and this summer, like, we'd run our fast break stuff and she'd miss a layup and she'd come back and she'd just be like, I'm so sorry, Claire, and whatever. And now she's just really, she's more aggressive and she looks to score a lot, and she's just stepping into her role now, so that's really good.
Yeah. Yep. So as the, you know, you're kind of the facilitator, you're the point guard of the offense, and you're not, you know, you don't shoot a lot. Has that kind of been a thing that has been, like, in your repertoire since you were a kid? You're just kind of the pass first player.
Yep.
How did that develop? Like,
well, I mean, I never really liked to shoot because I'm just really short, and so
all right, fair enough.
Like, I don't know. For me, it was just more rewarding to be able to get the ball to Nicole or Jada or one of our big people and let them score the easy bucket than me trying to shoot a three or anything like that. So that's just kind of how I've always played.
In practice, let's say, if you're just shooting around, like, are you a good shooter from outside?
Yeah, I've been called a horse shooter many times.
Look at you.
but I guess that's doesn't really.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Well, and the other thing too, you hit a three. You hit a couple threes already this season, right?
Yep.
Wow, look at you, big shooter over here.
What can I say?
Let's see. I'll leave you with this. Do you have any favorite, like, if I say favorite basketball memory, what sticks out to you?
Well, my favorite part of basketball growing up was probably our little junior high run of, we had a traveling team and we were just super successful and we got a lot of cool opportunities off of that, and that was just so much fun to be able to play with my classmates every weekend.
Sure.
And we got to stay in hotels and stuff, so
that's nice.
Lots of memories there, and so that's probably my favorite part of basketball. But I mean, every season has just been a great experience.
Is there a varsity game that sticks out to you when I say, like, memorable game in the last, what, 3-4 years, whatever it is?
I mean, last year, not one specific game, but our overtime games.
Yeah.
Our three.
What'd you guys have, 3 or 4 in a row?
4 out of the 6 games.
Gosh.
Or something. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I mean, that was pretty cool. That
yeah. See, I was gonna say I remember the Linton one last year, because
The Linton one. Yeah, and we were able to win that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that was
exactly. Oh, good stuff. All right, Claire. Well, thank you for swinging by, and good luck tonight.
Thank you,
Claire Wagner, with the Oaks basketball team. They take on the Midcoda Mustangs tonight.